Jared Moe. Badgers win it. This time Kuhlemans rims it around a little bit less strongly. And Stang got the job done, and Bantle feeds it out through center. Now he gives chase on Seamus Casey. Bantle. Casey uses the net and gets some leverage and some space. Flipped it ahead far side. T.J. Hughes eventually tracked it down. Stramel got in his way. Now Casey blind pass off the skate of Bantle to Stramel. Scoops it ahead to Kuhlemans. Corson then a blind pass to center. Intended for Lucius. Stramel got there at center and dumped it in. DeSaint Foul back on the ice. He's got a pair tonight. 5 goals for the weekend. Adam Fantilli has 3 goals tonight. 5 for the weekend. Badgers back in their own end. A lot of room to work. Long lead feed, DeSaint Foul. Twirls back left wing and looking. Cross ice just across the blue line. Vorlicki called for it. He's coming through center ice. But the pass just a little bit too far outside the blue line. Icing call, or beg your pardon, offside called on Wisconsin. Faceoff at center ice. 6:27 left in the third. They bring out Frank Nazer's line from Mount Clemens, Michigan. Nazer, the 13th pick in the 2022 draft by the Chicago Blackhawks. He had 28 goals and 70 points with the national team program last year, but injured his knee and then went through the surgery and rehab process. He's got it here and fires one low left. Moe with a pad save. He retrieves out to Pearson. Long range shot gloved by Moe. Juggled it for a second but hung on, and another faceoff to come. Michigan now has outshot Wisconsin 37-36 in a 4-4 game with 6:10 left.
And Moe came good 3-4 feet outside the crease to glove that and control the puck and get possession for Wisconsin. And they get their fourth line slash top line out there for this shift.
They're playing against the top line of Michigan. McGroarty, Fantilli, Brindley, and Mersch able to win that faceoff, and out to center ice it comes, forcing Pearson back. Oh, and he flubbed the puck, and he goes to the corner, and Malmquist pressure, finds Erdahl, steps in, shoots one. Portillo with a great save. Oh, boy, Michigan almost handed that one to Wisconsin. Malmquist found Erdahl cutting in a right wing, and give Portillo credit. He makes a big stop.
They pretty much did hand that. Give Liam Malmquist just a little bit of body there, and it took a big hit to make the play there. Zach Erdahl with the shot, and Portillo calmly gloved it.
Portillo with 33 saves, just like his counterpart on the other end of the ice, Jared Moe. Wisconsin wins the offensive zone faceoff. Horbach, low right, can't shoot, back behind the net. Sends it out to the point, Jugnov. Quickly, straight away, Kuhlemans. Tough angled shot, that goes off the end boards. It's loose, a scramble, Portillo down on his belly, and apparently the puck's underneath him. And a face-off to come with 5:43 to go in the third. A 4-4 hockey game here in Ann Arbor. Beautiful day today. Sunny and 40 after the blizzard came through last night. And actually, the hotel we've been staying at, the Kensington, lost power and has not returned. A lot of cold showers going around for everybody staying there, including the Wisconsin hockey team, the Nebraska and Maryland and Minnesota wrestling teams. Portillo was down for a while, but he appears to be just fine. They'll drop the puck to his left here.
That was a scramble, mad scramble. His legs were off the post there. We couldn't see where the puck was from our angle, presumably under Portillo, but there was left interesting room on the side.
Caulfield won the draw. Stang over skates. Bantle trying to retrieve, and now it's heaved down Wisconsin's way. Jugnov knocked down by a stop behind the net. Michigan will hold the zone. Samuskevich, tough angle, bouncing puck through the low slot. Kuhlemans able to one-hand ahead to Bantle. Carson Bantle will try to dump it in, but got well underneath it, and that chip shot went up and out of play. Yep. Should have used a knockdown as opposed to the... What was it at? Was that a 90-degree wedge? What was that, Brad? Brad Winchester's up here with us, volunteer assistant coach, made the trip. Paul Belukas, Shane Connolly also upstairs, radioing information down to the Badgers bench. Face-off at center. Dorniak, Lindmark, and Horbach. Michigan won the draw, though. Here's Karen and red line. He'll dump it in. Moe out of his net, stops it. Looks right, looks left, up off the glass. Knocked down by McGroarty. Pops free to Lindmark. Pass Brindley. The Badgers, Horbach, 3-on-2 to our left. Horbach's pass hit the back skate of Lindmark. Badgers would have been offside, and Horbach's smart enough to realize that. And then he turns and tries to hit Lindmark. would have been icing, but Lindmark stepped around the defenders and got there first, and now Wisconsin's Kerr shoots one and off the right shoulder of Portillo, almost beat him. Save made by the Michigan netminder. Kerr once again from his own zone. Lead feed deflected by Horbach. Badgers, no icing. They'll change. 4.5 minutes left in the third. It's 4-4. Now Moyle deflects the other way down in the Wisconsin zone. And Moe slowly moved the puck to LeMaster, who slashed the stick of Duke, preventing Duke from intercepting. Here comes Lodge across the line. Now Wisconsin's D. St. Foul kept it onside or no? Puck played over the glass, and I think they're going to drop it at neutral ice with 4:16 left in the third. Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells.
Of course, and Kuhlman comes out here on this shift. He's been pretty quiet, although the last probably two shifts, you've seen him join the play a little bit more. And the last offsides before in his last shift, he was up in the rush, so keep an eye out on him here.
Look out. Badgers bouncing puck found its way into the Wisconsin zone. Duke just got roughed up by Kuhlman's behind the net. Moyle, wraparound try, stopped by Moe. Moyle then bowled over Moe for the second time tonight as Moe went down hard in the crease. No penalty called, though. Moyle, or what's going on here? No, I think nothing going on. Moyle came around and tried to wrap around. Boy, that was a pretty big hit he leveled on the Badgers netminder, Jared Moe. Face-off in the Wisconsin zone. Freshman Charlie Stramel against freshman Adam Fantilli.
I just watched, try to find the replay. Moyle, one of the Badgers, hit him in the back and knocked him right into Moe.
Off the draw, one-timer out high. Edwards, he fluttered that one off the glass, and then off the glass, Fantilli from below the goal line tried to jam it in, but Moe stopped that, and the Badgers clear. 3:45 left in the third. 4-4. Brindley deflects deep into the Wisconsin end. Moe lets Dexheimer get there first. Rims it around Stang. Couldn't clear. Look out. Centering pass by McGroarty off the stick or two. Now Holtz will send it back deep. Dexheimer fends off Fantilli nicely and then had the puck knocked off his stick. Ben Dexheimer battles back, but Brindley takes it. Holtz sets and fires, and a glove save made by Moe. Holtz the hero last night with a game winner in overtime. Here Moe flashes the leather, keeps it 4-4 with 3:23 left in the third.
Confident goaltending there by Jared Moe. Came up to the top of the crease, gloved it, held on.
Michigan getting a lot of offensive zone time here lately, a lot of O-zone faceoffs. Their best faceoff man out there now, T.J. Hughes against Dominic Mersch. Michigan won the draw. Edwards steps right. Slot shot by Samuskevich. Good play by Dexheimer, who stayed on Samuskevich, got his stick on it, and blocked it up into the mesh. 3:18 left in the third. Ben Dexheimer's had a pretty good freshman year. He's got 11 assists this season. He's one of the Badgers' best in plus-minus this year as well. He's just been a solid defenseman and was one of the last players signed to this recruiting class for 22-23. Face off to the right of Moe. Mersch beat T.J. Hughes. Dexheimer, patient, and didn't get enough of it to clear. And then Mersch bowled over Samuskevich, who went headfirst into the sideboard. Some fans wanted a penalty, nothing called. It was incidental and not that heavy, if you will. 3 minutes left. Wisconsin 4, Michigan 4. Puck loose at center, gobbled up by Wisconsin's Mersch. Turns to his left and on the attack. Malmquist now looking, shooting. Glove save, Portillo, no rebound. 2:53 remaining in the third.
This transition there by Wisconsin, a forced turnover outside the blue line with Mersch and Liam Malmquist. Mersch went to the net and drew a lot of the Michigan defense there and opened up the ice for Liam Malmquist, who took a pretty good shot, but Portillo's been pretty good with that short side glove here in the third period.
Badgers were down 3-1 after one, rallied to tie it here in the third. They were down 4-1, 30 seconds into the second. Michigan won the draw. Duke throws it to the right corner of the Wisconsin zone. Moyle after it, protecting the puck with Jugnauth on him. Peels away from Jugnauth. To the left corner goes Nolan Moyle. To the point in the back, pedaling Luke Hughes. Shot blocked by Kuhlemans. Gathered in again by Moyle. Turns to his right, left wing. Back behind the cage, the right-handed Moyle. Stick handling, throws an errant pass, picked off by Cruz Lucius. Backhand flip pass, trying to spring Stramel. It kicked around a little bit. After it is Nazer centering pass, and Moyle scores! Badgers
tried to clear but didn't have much on it. A dangerous play at that, and then Michigan broke it down, and the captain, Nolan Moyle, gets the go-ahead goal with 2:20 left in the third.
Just a couple times there. There's a couple things that went wrong on that play. At the blue line was the first one and the most important, and then the puck slid through, and Badgers tried to find the puck a little off balance, got knocked off of it going back, and a wide open Michigan player in front finished it off.
Nolan Moyle, the fifth year senior from Briarcliff Manor, New York, the former Green Bay Gambler, gets his first goal in 21 games, only his third this season. Here's Bantle on the rush left wing and tried to cut and backhand. His shot went off a stick off the glass. Nolan Moyle, the go-ahead goal at 17:40. Tough angle shot by Wisconsin's Caulfield. Hit his teammate Stang. Michigan's Brindley scoops it deep into the Wisconsin zone and care there first against McGroarty. Puck bounces behind the cage. Forlicky kicked it to the corner. Kerr has the angle on McGroarty. Got it off to Caulfield. Tape-to-tape pass to Bantle at center. Wanted to go between his legs. Instead, Stang picks up the loose puck. Rolls it around past Hughes. Gives chase in the corner. And he has it. Bumps it out to the point in Kuhlemans. Off his backhand. Then flipped it back down to the corner. Stramel can't play it. Michigan's got it. TJ Hughes steps around Dexheimer. Cuts in all alone. He backhands and scores. The freshman tried to cut him off. Hughes cut left, right down the middle, and went upstairs. 6-4 Michigan.
Badgers pushing, try to get back after giving up a goal, and Michigan takes advantage, makes one little move. Hughes goes back, forehand, backhand, and backs Moe back into the goal and finds room over the glove.
From 4-4 to 6-4 in less than a minute. Moyle scores the go-ahead goal. TJ Hughes adds another at 18:33 from Luke Hughes. Michigan now leads 6-4. We got a stoppage in play here for whatever reason.
Reset the clock.
Okay, 1:25 left on the clock. Moyle from Nazer and Duke at 17:40. TJ Hughes from Luke Hughes at 18:33. Michigan wins the center ice faceoff. And dumps it down in. Lodge gives chase. He gets the puck. Mersch off the bench. He's out there now with 1:14 to play. This might be Dominic Mersch's last shift as a Wisconsin Badger. He and his brother Michael, part of 321 career games. He just got hogtied in the corner, no penalty called. Lott trims it around to Malmquist with a minute to go. Pass intended for Mersch, intercepted, and Samoskevich throws it into the empty net. Mowich just left the net, was about 20 feet out, going towards the Badger bench. The pass intercepted, Samoskevich caught it and threw it right down the middle in the back of the net. 7-4 the score now, and that will not tell the story of this hockey game.
Sure won't. Liam Malmquist trying to get the puck up. Badgers had possession up the ice, down two, trying to get a goalie out as early as possible, thinking they had possession. Just trying to make a play. Liam Malmquist up the ice, and Michigan stepped in front of Dominic Mersch and found an empty net.
Unassisted empty net goal for Mackie Samoskevich, his 19th goal of the season. It's Michigan 7, Wisconsin 4. Wolverines won the draw, sent it into the Wisconsin end. Daniel Lotch now with it. Well, you think about Dominic Mersch, the career he's had with 164 games. Got his degree in personal finance, working towards his master's in sports leadership. So's Brock Caulfield, who's playing in his 172nd game today, fifth most in program history, tied with Brett Kurtz. And you think of Jack Gorniak, too. He's got his degree in economics and a master's he's working on in sports leadership. Those three young men, Gordiak, 164 games, Caulfield, 172, Mersch, 164. And their Wisconsin careers come to an end in Ann Arbor against the fourth-ranked Michigan Wolverines. It was 4-4 with 2.5 minutes left
when a turnover led to Michigan's captain scoring the go-ahead goal. A turnover, an extra goal for the Wolverines, plus an empty netter. 7-4 the final as the Badgers surround their senior netminder, Jared Moe, who has a decision to make as well following this season-ending loss. Michigan improves to 22-11-3 and advances to play either Penn State or Michigan State in the Big Ten Tournament semifinals next Saturday. Wisconsin ends its seventh season under head coach Tony Granato with a 13-23 record. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Discover the perfect paint for your home with 11% off. All Zinsser Smart Coat paint from Menards. Plan smart with interactive tools at smartcoat.com. Buy smart, in-store, or online. And paint smart with an advanced paint and primer in one. A gallon of Zinsser Smart Coat interior paint is $19.48 after 11% rebate at Menards. Prices good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Back at the Yost Arena, Michigan scores three goals over the final 2 minutes and 20 seconds and knocks off Wisconsin 7-4, watching the Badgers skate off the ice. And big hugs for the three fifth-year seniors, Dominic Mersch and Brock Caulfield and Jack Gorniak. You know, Brock did something this year. We're not sure the last person to do it was. You tweeted it out. We talked about it this week. I mean, you think about that young man and how many games he's played. He went from a winger to a center out of necessity and turned into a pretty damn good college hockey player.
He sure did. He missed it reliable all year and had some clutch goals over his career, especially the last 2 years. And he's a guy that just one of those program guys like Dominic Mersch. I mean, I guess when you play 5 years at a place, it get a little extra in. And those three and throwing Jack Gorniak there are big-time Badgers for, once a Badger, always a Badger, you say, and that's for sure those three.
Yeah, Brock scored in every rink he played in this season, which is amazing. Whether it was in Duluth, in Milwaukee, all the Big Ten venues he did this season. And so unfortunately, those three young men, their careers are over, and then there's some fourth-year seniors that have some decisions to make as well. Wisconsin, unfortunately, its season comes to an end against a very good Michigan team. Our postgame show is coming up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post-Game Show.
With Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. Michigan scores the final three goals and knocks off Wisconsin 7-4. Wolverines advance to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. Wisconsin season comes to a close. Let's name our three stars of the game tonight, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Paul?
Number three star for, I'm going to give it to Michigan's Nolan Moyle, who ended up with the game-winning goal. And he had an earlier shorthanded breakaway that didn't end up going in the net, but he had a pretty good performance there as a fourth liner for the Wolverines. Number two star last night, number one star, had an incredible weekend. 6 points, but two goals and an assist tonight. 3 points for Matthew D. St. Fowl, who ended up with just three shots after having 10 last night, but unbelievable performance this weekend. Yeah. Yeah. And then the number one star, you saw them kind of, when they were doing the line, shaking hands, Adam Fantilli and Matthew D. St. Fowl, a little extra respect, both tapping each other on the helmets, both played for the Chicago Steel in the USHL. It's a little bit in common there, and Adam Fantilli, three goals and an assist for 4 points. Second, third, and fourth goals for Michigan, and just was a power all weekend, and he gets the number one star.
Yeah, Fantilli finished the weekend with 5 goals and 7 points. D. St. Fowl finished the weekend with 5 goals and 6 points. But Michigan moves on, and boy, you know, the way they play, they're just so high octane. They can outscore people, but when it comes to an NCAA tournament or championship-type setting, can they beat people the way they're playing right now?
That's obviously, we're going to find out. Notre Dame, their style has been successful against Michigan here in this building, a defensive team. There's some defensive teams out there. You look out east with Quinnipiac. They're one that is really low-scoring defense. Even a team like Michigan Tech, who their goaltender's been incredible, so sometimes it gets down to matchup, so you'll see what happens there. But obviously, they're an incredibly talented team, and it'll be a matter of scouting and what the draw is for them, I think.
Yeah. How about the Alliant Energy energizing performance of the game?
I'm going to double up here. And
yeah.
With its 4-1 for Michigan, Matthew D. St. Fowl got the Badgers back in the game with a wrister that trickled in. A nice passing play started with Dominic Mersch to Cruz Lucius, who got it over to Matthew and popped it home, and he got another one later to make it a one-goal game at 4-3. So Matthew D. St. Fowl, he was just Energizer Bunny all weekend, really, and got the batters back in this one when they were down three.
Yeah, D. St. Fowl finishes the year with 13 goals and 30 points. Second most points on the team, 13 goals, the team lead. So Matthew D. St. Fowl, energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alion Energy, powering beyond for you. It's always been fun working with you. I know Ian Perrin was listening today, Rob Vogel, among others, hoping that we'd see a game three tomorrow night. But I'd like to thank Rob and Ian for all their work they've done on the Badger Sports Network, and you too. It's been fun, and this is what we were hoping for, entertaining hockey in the playoffs. Unfortunately, Wisconsin fell short a couple of times.
Yeah, it was a couple of great games by Wisconsin. They played well both nights. Just the talent of Michigan, and, you know, we get down to the crunch time here. Michigan made a couple of plays last night with some aid from other people on the ice. And then here tonight, just one, that's the thing, that Wisconsin makes a mistake, can't get the puck out once, and it ends up in the back of the net. They just have that ability to turn pucks around and put the puck in the net when you make a little mistake, and that's what happened. And Michigan ends up 7-4, even though it was an incredible game. People will see the score and think one thing, but that's not what was reality tonight. It was just a great game. Wisconsin battled back to three goal deficit and got it tied and just couldn't finish it off.
Yeah, both nights Badgers played well enough to win but come up short. That's Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brands Communications. The Badgers fall to Michigan here in the game two of this first round Big Ten playoff series, 7-4. More of our postgame show coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Add a pop of color to your home's interior with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one that provides maximum coverage for long-lasting color and withstands repeated cleaning, scrubbings, and burnishing. Transform your home today with a gallon of flat interior paint for $35.48 after 11% rebate. Good to March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Michigan won in overtime last night, 6-5, and win tonight 7-4 with three goals in the final 2 minutes and 20 seconds. The final scoring in the third period, it was 4-3 after two. Michigan had the lead, but the Badgers tied it. Carson Bantle, his ninth goal of the season from Brock Caulfield and Tyson Jugnauth at 3:08, and it stayed that way for the next 14-15 minutes before a turnover forced by Michigan led to Nolan Moyle's go-ahead goal at 17:40 for Moyle, his third goal of the season, first goal in 21 games. They gave Frank Nazer and Dylan Duke assists. And then another turnover. T.J. Hughes scores from Luke Hughes at 18:33. T.J. Hughes, 13th of the season. And the Badgers then trying to, you know, find a way down two goals, empty their net. But just as Jared Moe was heading to the Badger bench, another turnover. Mackey Samuskevich with an empty netter unassisted, his 18th of the year at 19:06. Michigan, 18 shots on goal in the third period compared to Wisconsin's 11 for the game. Michigan, 42 shots on goal. The Badgers had 40. Eric Portillo, 36 saves. He got the win. His record now 21-10-2. Jared Moe made 35 stops for the Badgers. He finishes his senior season with a record of 10-17. Both teams had four penalties for 8 minutes. Both teams 1-for-3 on the power play. Wisconsin won 36 of 74 faceoffs. Badgers blocked 15 shots. Michigan, 12. Again, Matthew DeSaint Foul, 2 goals, 3 points tonight. Cruz Lucius had a goal and a helper. Brock Caulfield with 2 helpers tonight. Carson Bantle a goal and an assist and shared the team lead with 4 shots on goal, while Adam Fantilli, 3 goals, 4 points, 8 shots on goal, plus 3. He's now got 57 points. The freshman sensation, Adam Fantilli, who may very well be the Hobie Baker Award winner this season. Michigan beats Wisconsin here 7-4. Hope to hear from associate head coach Mark Osiecki. Scores coming up and highlights too. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi. I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 42. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 37.
Here in Ann Arbor, where Michigan knocks off Wisconsin 7-4 and advances to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals while the Badgers' season comes to an end. Wisconsin finished the season 13-23, and unfortunately on the road this season, just Three wins against 12 losses, 1-13 on the road in the Big Ten this season, and outscored in those games 71-32. Let's run down some other scores in college hockey as I try to jot a couple of things down here on the fly. I know we'll start with the NCHC. St. Cloud State and Duluth tied at 3 in overtime right now. That's the final weekend of the regular season for the National Collegiate Hockey Conference. Denver won the title, beat CC last night, trails Colorado College tonight 2-1. That's in the second period. Western Michigan swept Miami with a 5-4 win. North Dakota leads Omaha 2-1. That's in the third period of play. In Hockey East, Boston University clinched the regular season title last night and then shut out Providence 2-0. UMass Lowell fell at Northeastern 7-3. UConn beat Boston College 6-5. Massachusetts a 4-3 win at Maine. Merrimack beat Vermont 4-1. Non-conference action tonight, both late games in Alaska. Lindenwood playing in Fairbanks and Anchorage hosting Arizona State. In the ECAC tournament tonight, Princeton beat Union 6-4. Clarkson over Brown 5-1. Yale ripped RPI 4-1. CCHA tournament, Minnesota State advances with a 2-1 win and a series sweep against Lake Superior State. Michigan Tech swept St. Thomas with a 5-4 win. Northern Michigan trying to sweep Bemidji, but those teams tied at 1 in overtime. And after an overtime win last night, Ferris is tied with Bowling Green 1-1. That's in the third. In the Atlantic tournament, in overtime right now, RIT and Mercyhurst tied at 3. The Tigers of RIT tried to advance with a sweep. Niagara forced a third game with a 2-1 win at Sacred Heart. Holy Cross forced a third game with a 4-3 win against American International. And after Canisius won last night, right now Canisius and Army scoreless in the third period of play. And in Big Ten hockey, Michigan State won at Notre Dame 4-2 to force a third game in that best-of-three first-round series. Dylan St. Cyr, 31 saves for the Spartans, that is, who got the game-winning goal in the early in the third period from Nash Niehaus. And Penn State forced a decisive game 3 against Ohio State, beat the Buckeyes 2-1 in overtime on Kevin Wall's game-winner. Liam Soulier had 55 saves for the Nittany Lions, so those two teams meet again tomorrow night in Columbus. WCHA final faceoff. Minnesota gets the auto bid, beat Ohio State 3-1 today. And congratulations to the to Green Bay, Notre Dame, to New Richmond, and the Bay Area Ice Bears of girls hockey. Those are your WIAA state champions this season. We'll hear from associate head coach Marco Siecki in a couple of minutes following Wisconsin's season-ending 7-4 loss at Michigan. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Scores I wanted to mention. UW-Stevens Point leads Eau Claire 3-1 in the third period in the championship game of the WIAC tournament. The WIAC women's champion this year, River Falls, which beat Eau Claire 5-1. Madison Laverne had two goals and assists for the Falcons. And St. Norbert got two goals from Jordan Moore and beat Aurora 5-1 to advance to the NCHA women's championship game against Adrian tomorrow. Yes, I'm sorry, Mark Osiki, yeah?
Well, how come you don't have the Augsburgs?
I'm sorry. Well, this is the Badger Sports Network. This is not
your
the
audience.
Gopher Sports
your
Network.
Audience.
I know the audience. Okay. It's just you're sitting here. You know, I'll look it up for you. Oh, my gosh. Mark Osiki, Badger's associate head coach upstairs. And, you know, last night was a gut punch, and this one, too. You know, the Badgers, you're right there. You're down. Well, you're down three. You make a remarkable comeback, and you're 2.5 minutes away from either a win or overtime, and just a couple of mistakes came back to bite you, didn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of been the story of the year. I mean, we battle, and we're and I've said this how many times,
right?
We're a better team than what the results show. You give the a certain percentage of our group that puts it out there every single day. Very, very high praise. I mean, I I've said this. I come from a hockey background. I've obviously a dad that's coached forever.
Yep.
Talk to him once a day on hockey, and every single day I will say, "Man, I love going on the ice with this group." And you know, there's only probably a handful of practices all year. You're like, "Well, what was that?" And you know, unfortunately, they didn't get the results that they'd like, and there's a few different areas that definitely could improve. But our guys battled, stuck with it. I think our leadership group was outstanding, trying to work with guys, and whether it's build their confidence or reel them in, I thought our leadership group did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, we think of Dominic Mersch and Brock Caulfield and Jack Gorniak, and there are no more Caulfields or Mershes to come through this program, are there?
No, unfortunately. I mean, they're obviously big-time people, big-time leaders, good hockey players, solid, dependable. You know what you're getting every time they go through the door. And you love guys like that.
Yeah, Matthew D. St. Fowl put it on the line down the stretch, didn't he?
I thought he was outstanding. I think he wore his emotions on his sleeve, and I think a lot of guys picked up on that. And he has a big care. There's no doubt he has a big care.
Yeah, you know, again, just little mistakes can cost you in games like this. So you know, Moyle scores the game winner. What transport? What did you see from your vantage point on the bench?
Well, I mean, it's. And we've said this all year. I mean, you watch any hockey, and we showed enough different hockey, whether it's us, other teams in college, certainly the NHL, and you watch NHL playoff hockey, there are very few turnovers in the neutral zone or in the high offensive zone turnovers. They just don't happen. You look at last year with Colorado, the way they played, they just zipped it north and chipped it in and made the other team make mistakes. And that's what you have to do to have success. And it has to happen over and over and over and over. And, you know, and that's where you're going to have, unless you have, since you brought it up, if you have a Cole Caulfield, it's a little bit different because you might make some mistakes and you might give up a few goals, but you know you're going to score in a power play. You just know it.
Right.
You know, and so.
I'm sure Michigan feels the same way with Fantilli.
100%
right?
They feel that way. So they know they can play a little bit differently because they know that they can wait for one mistake and pounce. Go on the power play, and more than likely they're going to score at some point, maybe not every single time, and or generate momentum from that. It's no different in Minnesota with Cooley and
Snuggerud and those guys.
And Snuggy and Nice. Yeah. I mean, that line is a high-level line. So, but if you watch Minnesota play, they play the same way over and over and over and over and over.
Sure.
And they wait for a mistake. They wait for the other team to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the hard thing of trying to teach guys that, you know, you've got to stay with it. Don't get frustrated with it. And you've got to stay patient. And unfortunately, at times for us, we don't stay patient for the full 60. And all of a sudden, there's a mistake and it's in the back of the net.
Sure. I know you just lost a hockey game. Your season's over. But, you know, what's next? What can you do to get this program back to where you know and every Badger that's worn the sweater like you did knows it should be?
Well, I think you've got to have a major care factor for the W. You do. When you throw those colors on, you have to. That has to be where you are. You have to be where your feet are. And I think that's a big part of it. I don't think you can be looking ahead. You've got to take care of the now, as we have quotes all over the place, and that's a big part of it. And it starts with that group that's coming in next year. We signed a big, big group. I'm not sure if they'll all make it in or not, all depending on who's here and who decides to leave. But that group has a lot of that. They have high character. There's high skill. There's guys that are older that have played extra years of junior hockey that will come in and make us older in combination with the young guys. I think, you know, a guy like Brady Cleveland who bleeds red. I mean, he's going to come in, he's going to give whatever he can for the program, and that's going to be, you know, having a guy like that coming in as a freshman that can relay what Badger hockey's all about for him growing up. Those freshmen are going to know that from a guy like him, and that's a big, 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 big part of it.
All right. By the way, Augsburg leads St. Scholastica 4-1 third period in the title game of the MIAC tournament.
Good work by you.
Good luck to Jake. Well, I could have looked it up, but we got a little hint from somebody you know.
Little birdie in love.
Mark, thanks for doing this all year. It's always great working with you. And, let's have a good offseason. Hey, Casting for Kids, May 20th, Madison Chain of Lakes. Don't miss it. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it should be fun, but... Before we even talk about that, we thank you for what you do for the program. You're the best in the business by far. We say it all the time. I know my wife Robin says it like nonstop, saying if you had the opportunity, you'd be phenomenal in a big league NHL team, market on TV, whatever. So we thank you for what you do. I mean, I don't know if enough people say that to you, and you truly recognize, you should be recognized for the job that you do.
Thanks. I take pride in the W, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There you go. Love it. All right, Mark Osiecki, Badgers associate head coach with us. Wisconsin falls to Michigan tonight, 7-4. Highlights after this. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, Go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do
it if you try. Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 42. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Overcast skies again. Tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by...
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFH.